Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral. Today is Saturday in the 13th week, the 18th week of Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Virgin and Martyr. The celebrant of today's Mass is Father Salvo, the rector of St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the Mass will be offered for the intention of Anthony Collette. Please stand.
Let us sing together our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, which are on the pews along the side walls. Number 627, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. Number 627.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Dear sisters and brothers, as we begin these sacred mysteries, let us first call to mind our sins and ask our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God of our fathers, who brought the martyr St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross to know your crucified Son, and to imitate him even until death, grant through her intercession that the whole human race may acknowledge Christ as its Savior, and through him come to behold you for eternity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Bind them at your wrist as a sign and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give you, a land with fine, large cities that you did not build, with houses full of goods of all sorts that you did not garner, with cisterns that you did not dig, with vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when therefore you eat your fill, take care not to forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. The Lord your God shall you fear, him shall you serve, and by his name shall you swear." The word of the Lord. The responsorial psalm. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, O Lord, my strength. O Lord, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. I love you, Lord, my strength. My God, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praised be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord live, and blessed be my rock. Extolled be God, my Savior. You who gave great victories to your king and showed kindness to your anointed, to David and his posterity forever. I love you, Lord, my strength.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him, and said, Lord, have pity on my son, who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Jesus said in reply, O faithless and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and from that hour the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, Why could we not drive it out? He said to them, Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The Gospel of the Lord. In seminary, I remember in one of the philosophy classes that we took, we were taught, and there was a whole focus on love in that class. And something we were taught is that the normal way for us to start to love a person or have an attraction to certain things in our lives that become things that we pursue and so on, it, like our careers or anything, it's first that we get to know the person or we get to learn about something, and then we begin to love the person or be attracted to it, so then we keep on learning and then we keep on liking it and then keep on learning, and it keeps on going when it's something that it's meant to be, like loving a person, a friend, not to mention a spouse and so on, but also in having an attraction to the things we're called to do, like the way we're called to serve others. The more we want to do it, the more we want to learn more and so on. But the only one the only relationship which is the opposite is with God, because of course He is love. So with God, first we love Him and we let Him love us, and then we want to know more about Him. And then the more we know more about Him, the more we will love. And then throughout this process, our faith is going to increase. So first of all, we see in the first reading how to love God with all our mind, heart, and soul? Well, we have to let God firstly love us with all of our, in all of our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls. He already wants to fill us with that. And the more we allow him to love us and we start loving him back, the more, of course, we will want to delve more into our faith and learn and see scripture alive in the words of Jesus Christ, to learn about how we've applied our faith through the saints and mystics and brilliant doctors of the church throughout the centuries, to get more and more inspired about all the facets about it. And the more this happens, the more our faith, all we need, as Jesus says, the size of a mustard seed, will become present in us, and then that love relationship will grow. And in the case of today, we are in today's celebration of, we are celebrating St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, who is such a clear example of what happened to her. St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, which was her religious name, was Edith Stein. And she was born in the 1890s in Germany from a Jewish family. And one thing, though, is that they were a Jewish family, but they were a very secular family. As a matter of fact, Edith Stein auto-declared herself an atheist by the time she was a teenager. And at the same time, though, she was brilliant. She was brilliant. She was one of those, like, extremely intelligent academics and so on. And she would go on to write beautiful things. But in her beginning years, she was known for studying. Also, remember that we think that the faith that we... when we are in downtimes in the faith, we think that it's always been up and then it's going down. We have to look at the big picture. The faith of the people at large has gone up and down throughout the centuries. That time of the in the world, there was actually a lack of faith in many circles because the Enlightenment revolution, about science versus faith and all that, made a lot of people that auto-declared themselves intelligent as people that did not believe in God. And of course, anyways, they came to their senses, many of them. And Edith Stein, one day, the mustard seed came because God was, though, loving her already. And as she was doing research about something completely separate, of course, she was at the library, and in the library she discovered the books, and then she read everything cover to cover, all the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, who herself was a brilliant mystic from the 16th century Spain. And she began to, as the more she learned and the more that she let these writings about God touch her heart and her intellect, the more she fell in love with God. And eventually she became Catholic, and then she became a religious sister of the Carmelite, this called Carmelites, like St. Teresa of Avila. And then she became Sister Benedicta of the Cross, who would go, and she wrote brilliant writings on the cross and the suffering in the world and so on. She would say things like, if you are told something about love, but there's no truth in it, then that's not real love. Or if you're said a truth, but there's no love in the truth, then that's not real truth. And in the end, they will come and destroy one another. So you have to have truth and love for it to be real. Things like that she would write through her philosophical training, but then now through her faith. But then one day, and this was already to the 1940s, when the World War II was happening, the Nazis the horrors were happening of the Holocaust, and in Holland, where she was now living as a nun, all the bishops began to talk against the Nazi regime and the anti-Semitism and so on. So there was a huge persecution in Holland at the time, in the Netherlands, and she, who was born a Jewish and now Catholic, was of course taking her and her sister, who was not a religious sister, but lived with the nuns who had also converted. And she died tragically, but for her faith, which in her case was for her people of her heritage, the Jewish people, but also for all the Catholics that were persecuted. She died in Auschwitz in the 1940s as a martyr. But and what we see from her is that she gave her life she eventually gave her life for the faith. And it was all because she let the Holy Spirit move her into wanting to know more about the faith, to then fall in love with our Lord, and the rest is history. And when Jesus says then that all things are possible, that nothing is impossible for you when you have faith, it doesn't mean that we're gonna get superpowers like some superhero and we're gonna be able to do this and this and that. It means that we're going to be able to do the will of God in all things, and that is not going. That's really what matters in the end, which includes things like willing to give up our life for our faith, as she did. You know, Edith Stein, they had a perfect plan to hide her very well in a cloistered convent, but she said, "No, if God is calling me to give up my life for this." And to bring faith into this horrible place, then I'm going to do it. That is what it means that all things are possible. That the more we have faith and love God, the more that we know that whatever He wants to do in and through us and for us, that we will be able to handle because we are with Him at all times. So let us continue to not just let God love us and love Him back, but to continue to learn more in our faith. So that are and about our faith so that it increases and that we may know that with God all things are possible. God bless you. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. For all members of the church, may the Lord grant us wisdom and humility so that we may grow in holiness. Let us pray to the Lord. For civic leaders, may God guide them in using their authority and influence to alleviate suffering and injustice. Let us pray to the Lord. For those without faith, may the Holy Spirit touch their hearts and guide them to Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here and in so many places, and also for Ellie, my goddaughter, it's her first birthday, that she may be blessed and she's here at the Mass, that in serving His mission of mercy for the world, let us pray to the Lord. And for those who have died, especially may they enjoy a life in communion with the Trinity and all the saints in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, as we remember the great things you have done for us throughout the ages, we ask that you hear our prayers through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that this my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. May the offerings we bring in celebration of Blessed Benedicta win your gracious acceptance, O Lord, we pray, just as the struggle of her suffering and passion was pleasing to you through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very sufferings are but wonders of your might. In your mercy, you give ardor to their faith. To their endurance, you grant firm resolve. And in their struggle, the victory is yours through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration. And we, with all the host of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your love. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, St. Patrick, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 665, O Jesus, Joy of Loving Hearts, number 665.
Please.
Let us pray. O God, who bestowed on Blessed Teresa Benedicta of the Cross a crown among the saints for her twofold triumph of virginity and martyrdom, grant, we pray, through the power of this sacrament, that bravely overcoming every evil, we may attain the glory of heaven through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace. And let us ask our Blessed Mother that she may always help us to love and to be loved by God and to know Him more, so that our faith increases more each day, so that all things are possible according to His will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And have a beautiful day, everyone.
We go forth singing number 674, O Love of God, number 674.